In fact, throughout Gordon Lightfoot's career, he updated the song a few times when new information came out about the shipwreck. We're going to play a version that you don't often hear elsewhere rather than his. It's Tony Rice doing the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Now the legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up the dead when the skies in November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from a mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? Wires made a tattletale sound, and a wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late, and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November come slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook come on deck, saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m., a main hatchway caved in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? Searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized, they might have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. Church bell it chimed, it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up the dead when the skies of November come early.
Tony Rice with his version of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald from the album Tony Rice Sings, Gordon Lightfoot. Tommy, thank you for sending a mint julep recipe. Not only is this a nice recipe, but Ricky, we have every ingredient in this. A quarter cup of mint leaves, a cup of bourbon, a tablespoon of fine sugar. Crush the mint leaves, add the bourbon, and distribute in four old-fashioned glasses. Ice is optional. Garnish with two or three mint leaves. This is possible. We'll need to think about that. Not now, however. It's kind of like bourbon helper. I've never been a fan of bourbon, but it's bourbon helper, all of those other things. We can try that just... Well, we'll see. Thank you, Tommy. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WC. UC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including Audio Now, where you can listen by telephone at 641-793-5122.
Come on here now, listen when I tell you how I feel. Gonna play that thing, yet I'm gonna make it real. It's just like I told you just the other day. Yeah, all I wanna do is play that thing when you look at me that way. And hear you scream out, play that thing.
Play that thing. Me too, I'll be playing that crazy thing, yeah. Oh, now baby, I gonna play that thing just to make you happy. Well, I'll do anything, yeah. Whoa, 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 now baby, I gonna play that thing. Any way to stop me, that's all I wanna do is play, yeah, that thing.
That is the High Water Jug Band here at the Saturday Light Brigade, kicking off this hour. And in just a few moments, the Soundhound is going to be by to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge if you can identify the sound that we'll play.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in Pittsburgh's historic Northside neighborhoods. The May issue, featuring the Health and Wellness Guide, is available now in print and online at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
We hope we'll get a chance to see you. You can join us for a live audience broadcast of the Saturday Light Brigade. Today, it's all part of Remake Learning Days. Today, May 6th, 2023. Doors open at 10 o'clock. There's no admission. Everything is free, and we will welcome you. You can hear a classical music ensemble featuring North Hills Middle School 8th graders. You also will have a chance to hear Brad Yoder, singer-songwriter Brad Yoder, as he does a preview of his concert tonight at First Unitarian and the Song Space series. He'll be performing there with North Carolina singer-songwriter Jess Klein. Our hours are 10 until 1 o'clock today to come and visit our studios, and we hope to see you there. And I understand that the Sound Hound is ready. That there he is. Let me see if I can get the sound loose. Here, come here. Let me get it. Got it. And here is the sound that the Sound Hound brought for today. Listen carefully. 412-200. 5975, if you can identify it. One more time. 412-200-5975. We'll let the Sound Hound have a drink, and you can identify that sound by calling us or texting us at that number. Good luck. Rowe family singers here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Dan Zane and Friends before that with Julie Ann Johnson. We've had a few correct guesses for our Sound Hound puzzle. Here is the sound again if you did not get it correct or if you want to try again. 412-200-5975. We'll have the correct answer coming up. That is Lee Robinson and Iska that you're hearing right now. And Lee Robinson is going to be with us quite soon. In fact, let me check that date. There it is, June 10th. June 10th at 11 o'clock Eastern, Lee will be live in studio. Boy, he's cooking on this, isn't he? And speaking of Lee, he is going to be playing tomorrow night at the Forge Urban Winery in Homestead.
This was one of our most.
Thank you for telling us about that. We sent along a note. That's May 7th, tomorrow night. For that gig from Lee. Lots and lots of people taking guesses at today's SoundHound puzzle, and let me get right back to it. Brian thought it might be a dog. He also thought it might be the sound of his stomach growling. Not to be undone by Pudge and Lamartine, who thought it might be the sound of him trying to choke down Jack Daniels. I just read them. That's the sound. Jim in Crafton Heights got it correct. Jeff in Maine got it correct. Christopher in Monroeville also had it right. Jack thinks it could be the sound of a lion. It does sound like a lion, especially the way a lion roars at the beginning of certain movies. Ty, listening along with Jack, was able to identify the correct answer. Kathy and Ty Anesta just got the right answer. John in Economy got it correct, as did Mike in Mars. Jen and Mark got it correct. So did Dust Bowl Jack. And a correct answer also from Zach in Pittsburgh. Caden thinks it might be a saw or a sneeze. Annie got it correct. John and Addie in Eastier got it correct. Here is the sound one more time. And in fact, if I give you just a little bit more of the sound, this might help you listen very carefully. Fred got the correct answer. Fred just checked in moments ago at 412-200-5975. Fred is in Crescent. Oh, actually, Fred didn't have the right answer. He thought it might be starting a lawnmower or a weed whacker. So, taking a guess, but not the correct answer. Charlie thought, oh, Charlie has it. I almost gave away the answer. Well done, Charlie. Dust Bowl Jack says he can report that this sound was probably made at the coronation. And the sound is the sound of a horse, and in this case, a horse snorting. So, Saturday Life Brigade, charge, attaboy, to you. If you knew that we were looking for a horse making a little snort this morning, and we shall feed the sound hound and thank him for another challenge today. Thank you, sound hound. And we'll have more coming up. The sound of a horse. Well done if you came up with the correct answer.
This was one of our most requested songs, and I couldn't do it after a while, though, because I gave it to a horse one night in a special way. And I actually never met an equine American I didn't like. We speak equonics at my house. And this old song, my grandmother and my great-aunt, Tootie Price, used to sing it. And I never understood it when I was a child because, well, it's called Going Up Home to Live in Green Pastures, and I always wondered, why would you want to? Because everybody knows out there in the pasture, you got the cow clopping, the copper-headed rattle moccasins, and every kind of varmint and bug you can think of. And I always thought, that doesn't make any sense until somebody gave me my first horse. And I mean, I always wanted a horse as an adult, but I figured maybe I should get a furnace first. And lived out in the country and everything. And what happened was this young lady who had a great champion, purebred Arabian horse, won a lot of contest type equine, was getting ready to go to college, and she loved the horse so much she wanted to have a nice home. And people had told her about my farm and everything, I guess, and she come by one day and just pulled up in the driveway and said, how would y'all like to have a horse? And I figured, man, I'm going to get this old pluggy nag and everything, but at least it'll be a horse, right, somewhere to start. And she said, well, this horse has got one more show. Why don't you come out and see it and everything? And so I go to the stall where the horse is, and there's all kind of ribbons and trophies and plaques and everything commemorating the horse. And so I think, man, I go out and see what this horse does. And directly they come in this riding ring. Here they come, you know, just a bouncing up and down and everything. And got their nose kind of thrown back in the air and all. And I could see right away I was about going to need to have to get a tuxedo if I was even going to ride this horse. Couldn't be riding this horse without being proper dressed. The sad part was he'd lived his whole life in a stall and just got to come out and do these things that they taught him to do to compete and stuff. And so he was kind of going to be retiring. I growed the grass up real good in the fenced off pasture and set the dam down up on the pond, had a little skiff of water running through the creek. And that horse, they brought him over after that show, and he backed out that trailer and looked out through that gate, and it must have hit him at what that pasture was, and he run out through that gate and leapt over that creek. And anybody that's ever been around a horse knows what he done next. He counted up to about 6 or 7, and he got down in the grass and commenced rolling. And he rolled all 4 feet, hooves up there in the air and everything, and directly it must have hit him, and he was rolling in his dinner. And he reached over and grabbed a big mouthful of grass, and there he laid a rolling and eating at the same time. And I figured out, now that's probably what this song's really about. When you get to heaven, you can roll and eat at the same time. I had this horse for about 12 years. He taught half the Girl Scouts in Champaign County, Ohio, how to ride. I went out in the pasture one day. We'd been really trying to take care of him, thinking if he just made it through one more winter, we'd have him for another year maybe. He was having a hard time. His organs were shutting down on him in ways that happens to old people of any species. The other horses had come in, and he couldn't move, and he was sweating out real bad. Pretty chilly at night, but it took me about 2 hours picking him up and moving him one leg at a time back to the barn because I didn't want him standing out there. And the vet came and said, nothing else you can do now. You got to do for him what he can't do for himself. And I didn't want the horse to lose his dignity like a lot of animals do, you know, going to their grave in a front loader on a tractor or something. But we had the excavator come over and he dug him a grave. And the next morning, that horse taught us one last great lesson. Because somehow he found the strength to walk out the barn and up the hill and stood next to the grave. And so I gave him this song when I filled it in.
That's Ron Thomason with a tribute to a horse. That's from his album Live at Newburyport, a great album by Ron Thomason. And he just loves his horses. You might know Ron from the Dry Branch Fire Squad. Heidi and Black Ash also knew the correct answer. We were looking for the sound of a horse this morning. And a lot of folks suggested that we play this song. Good morning to Ron, by the way, in Edgewood. Thank you.
a beautiful day for the race. Stooge Hand is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetlebomb. Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! And it's Stooge Hand going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length, and Beetlebomb. Around the first turn, Stooge Hand is still in front. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Beautiful Linda is third, and Beetlebomb. Into the back stretch, Dog Biscuit is now leading the pack. Lady Evelyn is second, very close. Banana is coming up through the bunch.
Banana coming up through the bunch!
And Beetlebomb. At the half, Stooge Hand still out in front. Apartment House is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing battery.
Assault battery!
Notary Sojak is fourth, and in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is, yes, it is Beetlebomb. Around the turn, heading for home, it's Stooge Hand and Dog Biscuit and Girdle in the stretch. Flying Sylvester is third, and Mother-in-Law nagging in the rear. And now they come down to the wire, and it's number one, and now number two, and it's very close, it'll either be a photo finish or an oil painting. And now Lewis leads with a left, and Lewis is in there slugging, and it's a battle, and now they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring, there's hair all over the place. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner!
There you've got Spike Jones for today's Kentucky Derby. And congratulations again. If you knew that we were looking for horse, the sound that we had this morning was the sound made by a horse. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Rainy day people always seem to know when it's time to call. Rainy day people don't talk, they just listen till they've heard it all. Rainy day lovers don't lie when they tell you they've been down. If you get lonely, all you really need is that rainy day love. Rainy day people all know there's no sorrow they can't rise above. Rainy day lovers don't love any others that would not be kind. Rainy day seem to know when you're feeling blue.
sidestepping strutters who land in the gutter sometime need one too. Take it or leave it, or try to believe it. If you've been down too long, rainy day lovers don't hide love inside, they just pass it on. Rainy day lovers don't hide love inside, they just pass it on.
Gordon Lightfoot by request at the Saturday Light Brigade with one of his bigger songs, Rainy Day People. Good morning to Tim. It's nice to have you with us today. We have an upfront puzzle coming up shortly, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Hoping you'll stop by. Today we have an open house from 10 until 1 o'clock. You can join us for a live broadcast starting at 10 o'clock. And today we have a classical music ensemble featuring North Hills Middle School 8th graders, plus award-winning teen writer Elaine Gombos will be here at 10 o'clock or 10:30. The middle school 8th graders will be here at 10. And singer-songwriter Brad Yoder is going to be here as well. Afterwards, more fun until 1 o'clock. We hope you'll stop by today. It's all part of Remake Learning Days celebrated by SLB. We're also going to be open next week between noon and 2, giving you a chance to record a family podcast May 13th. Between noon and 2. Everything is free, but you'll want to sign up by going to slbradio.org. slbradio.org has all of the information you need. Now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for our upfront puzzle. We're going to give you three words and see if you can come up with the single word that naturally comes before the three words that we give you. Are you ready? The words are boat, iron, and bath. Boat, iron, and bath. One word naturally precedes those three. This puzzle is for kids, adults, and everybody in between. It's for folks who text, but also folks who might like to talk on the radio. Is that you? 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. That's 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. Good luck, 412-200-5975.
I don't know what will become of me if I can't leave one cross eye on the track. The echo of your voice still says we're coming back. Why don't you lock me in a cell? Go out key, you might as well. Those memories keep hanging on and you're gone. Just get me loved. I found your little hound here waiting by the door. I think I could see that you don't want me anymore. You gave me hope where there was none. Looked in my eyes and said you're
That is Ron Thomason's song called Gone Up Home in Green Pastures with Dry Branch Fire Squad. And for some reason, I couldn't lay my hands on that moments ago, and I wanted to be sure you heard it after you heard him doing his monologue about one of his equine American friends, as he mentioned, with horse. Did you come up with the correct answer to our upfront puzzle? What word comes before boat, iron, and bath? I suppose you could add punk, especially if you are a maker. Tunnel. And perhaps shovel as additional clues. Oh, and pipe. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Larry in Elwood City knew that we were looking for a horse earlier. Actually, he missed the sound hound, but he has the answer to this puzzle. He was mentioning, though, how much he enjoyed hearing Ron Thomason and Dry Branch Fire Squad. Alleen in Maine has the correct answer. John and Addie in East Deer also have the correct answer to our puzzle, as does Tom in McCandless and Jack by way of Kathy has the correct answer. Susan, sometimes known as the other Susan, thank you for your kind note. And Jack, this is a different Jack. We're glad you enjoyed hearing Spike Jones this morning. And Mike and Mars has the correct answer, as does Jim of the Heights of Crafton. Oh, Charlie says, how about the word hot? Hot bath and hot iron. It would not fit the other clues. Hot boat doesn't quite work, nor would it work with the other clues, but that's a good start. So the word before boat, iron, bath, tunnel, punk, ship, pipe. We'll give you another moment to come up with it at 412-200-5975. In Elwood City had a suggestion for a song to juxtapose with this answer. A song by James Taylor, but I really didn't have a song in mind, but you just inspired me to pull out a different one that I know you're going to like. That'll be coming up in just a few moments. We also have birthdays coming up this half hour as well. Oh, filter is a clue. That would work. Zach just came up with the correct answer. And here is Sophia in Slippery Rock. Good morning, Sophia. Sophia just got the correct answer. And Sophia mentioned the word, oh, I'm sorry, not filter. I'm glad I'm looking at your email again. Fitter. I was thinking that filter might work, but fitter is a much better answer. Sorry, Sophia, I misread that. And what she was thinking is steam fitter. And those are all the steams we were looking for. Steamboat, steam iron, steampunk, steamship, steam tunnel, steam pipe, steam bath. Well done if you were able to come up with steam. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. We'll have another chance to earn a charge next hour. Well, Larry, we just had to do this. John Hartford at the Saturday Light Brigade. With the song that pretty much invented Newgrass. The whole album did.
Stayed and I damn near didn't come back again. I didn't go very fast on a steam-powered aeroplane. Oh, the wheel went around and up and down and inside and then back again. Sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine or if it's rain, hey, hey. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine, old-fashioned, authentic steam-powered aeroplane. Sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine or if it's rain, hey, hey. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine, old-fashioned, authentic steam-powered aerial plane.
Correct answer also coming in from Linda. Steam, the word we were looking for. And we also have a correct answer from John, a charge to you. As long as we're talking about steam, here a bit of an overture to that very substance that does so much for us. From the Pointer Sisters. Okay?
Your hand.
This is the best part.
Coal in the boiler?
No good.
Oil in the burner?
No good.
Is it coal?
No. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Come on, people. Get hot.
I had to look. I thought that might have been sped up for a minute, but it was not. That's the Pointer Sisters and Steam Heat. Congratulations if you came up with steam as the answer we were looking for. Thank you, Larry, for your kind notes that you just passed along. It's birthday time. Happy birthday to Beth Ann today. Also to Ryan from Chad, Holly, and Drew. Isabel of Marshall Township from Meredith and Patty. Bob of Castle Shannon from Melissa. Bob's moved, but happy birthday to you, Bob, from Melissa, Lauren, and Jonathan. No, he's in Castle Shannon. That's right. Ben in Emsworth for Mom, Dad, Jack, and Sally. Fred from Demo. Peter of Plum from Mom and Dad. May 7th, we have Elizabeth of Cheswick, Doug from Lauren, Chip from Marge and Logan, and Stephanie. On May 8th, Monday, we have Abby of Kitsanning from Chloe, Isaac, Trent, and family. Lisa of Cheswick from a husband, Gunner, and son, Cooper. Deb of Irwin from Mike, Jason, and Catherine. Also on May 8th, Heidi from Bob, Jacob, and Alexis. Gregory from Sam, Julia, Janet, and Don. Lucille of Slippery Rock for Mom, Dad, and Sophia. Macklin of Cranberry from your mom, dad, and sister. On May 9th, Amathana of Brookline. Also, Sophia from the Dana family. Maggie of Valencia from Katie, Mary Beth, and Stanley. Helen from the Condridge family. Will of Westmoreland County also has a birthday from Mom and Dad and Charlotte and Bianca. And finally, on the 9th, we have Paul in Berkeley Hills from Heather, Nate, and Fiona. And we still have more on May 10th. Lucy of Shady Sod from Dad Cliff. Anne of Greensburg for Mom, Dad, and Brother John, Jayla of Sheridan, Lori, Mike and Barb of Newcastle, Patty of Shakora from Bob and Harmony and his family, plus Carl and Carl Jr. And on May 10th, finally, we have Jackson of Greensburg. On May 11th, we have Desi of Harmony from Dominicchio, Sherry, Simon, and your whole extended family. Aaron of Highland Park from Kelly and Kathy, Susan from Joan and Lisa, Jamie of Bellevue, Paula, Nathan of Carnegie, and Sally in Brookline from Scott and Joanna. On May 12th, we have Luke of Evan City, Margarita of Katanning, Carol from Sierra and the Andes, Eli of Arlington, and from Upper St. Clair. We have Barb from Norm, Nathan, Becca, Julie, and Catherine. Our pleasure to celebrate birthdays together Saturday mornings.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org. or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A. 15233.
Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed United States governmental employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Because of all the trouble I see.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing game.